cards a few months late, and they say, well, we were busy at Christmas time, and so just a couple of weeks ago, I actually had some parishioners give me a Christmas card. But this is not the card that I'm talking about. I'm waiting for my Christmas card from my very good friend, Father Thomas Sodano, from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And perhaps when I go to my mailbox today, I will discover my beautiful Christmas card. Here's one that he gave me from a few years ago. I keep all of these. It always has a beautiful image of the Annunciation on the front cover, some beautiful classical piece of artwork on the front cover. But on the inside is what will shock you. Of course, he has some beautiful phrase in Latin, "Ferrum caro factum est," right? Those beautiful words that we'll get to genuflect at twice today, as we always do in the traditional Mass. And he has the beautiful quote from the Gospel today, "Ave, gratia plena Dominus tecum." Benedicta to Infusiatis, those beautiful words composed in heaven by the Archangel Gabriel that lines the north side of the church. So beautiful. But after he says all of these beautiful things, this is the thing that will shock you. As long as our country treats the fruit of the womb as disposable, I will send my Christmas cards 9 months early. To tell all that the child in the womb is sacred. Wow. This Christmas card isn't late. This Christmas card is 9 months early. Because today is the day that Jesus was conceived. Exactly 9 months from today, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Christmas, Jesus' birth. And this church will be packed to the gills, right? They'll be in the rafters, they'll be in the narthex, they'll be in the aisles. Everyone will be coming out for the birth of Jesus, because that's what this world thinks life begins. At birth. We know that life begins at conception. And so how fitting it is, so typical of the world today, only a few people come to Mass today. Just like very few people acknowledge that life begins at the moment of conception. How precious life is for those 9 months in the womb. And so I think it's fitting in the church's divine providence that in our world that sees life beginning at birth, right, how we all come out for Christmas and how we don't come out for today's solemnity, first-class feast of Annunciation, in this world that believes that life only begins at birth, Holy Mother Church, as her bells ring out at 6 in the morning, at noon, and at 6 p.m. every single solitary day, except during the sacred Easter Triduum. Yes, every day, 3 times a day, every Catholic church bells ring out at those sacred hours, at morning, noon, and night, incarnation of Christ by his Son was made known to us as an angel, made by his passion and cross, being brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. We talk about the whole mystery of salvation, right? From the very beginning to today, with the conception, all the way through the passion and resurrection. So glorious that prayer. Where does it come from? Comes from today's Mass and the post-communion prayer. That is the origin at the traditional Mass of that beautiful prayer that we say. So to think about that in particular ways, I do that post-communion prayer today. That's the Angelus prayer that you all know and love so well, and you say so often. That's what we pray for ourselves and for our world, is that the Lord would pour his grace into our hearts. That's why he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, so that he could pour grace into our hearts through the sacrament, through the water and blood that flow from Jesus' side. That's what we want. To have grace poured into our hearts. We only have to consent and say yes, like our dear mother, to God's most holy will. Let it be done to thee according to your word. Fiat mihi, Seor.